Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for hanging out for the second hour. If you missed any part of the show between 10 and noon, you can always find it at 991fmtalk.com. Our podcasts are there. You can stream the show live there, just like a certain favorite constitutional conservative is doing in Wyoming right now. Please drive safe. And, of course, answer today's poll question. How would you like to vote? We have one that should just be the flat-out answer because they got it right on. In person, with ID, and signature verified. That's getting signatures verified. That's almost as many votes as just, in person. But few others there. How would you like to vote? I have some things to talk about on the constitutionality of wearing a mask, but your calls are more important first. I want to know what your concerns and what you're thinking about. So let's go to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910 and talk to Bhavani this morning. Good morning, young miss. You want to talk about COVID-19?
Yes, thank you. You pronounced the name very well. Most people trip over it. Monica, I take this very personally because I'm being discriminated against. I have health issues that should be, I should be exempt. And here I am, I'm barred from going into Smart and Final where I buy my organic foods because I'm not wearing a mask. And I tell them, I have a medical issue, but they won't let me in without wearing a mask. And I had to return something that cost $35. And because it had a contaminant in it, you know, I hadn't opened it yet, but reading the label on it, it had sugar, and I don't do sugar because I'm borderline hypoglycemic, among other things. But anyway, they refused to take it back, saying that it was because of COVID-19. Well, you know, people are handling things in the supermarkets all the time, picking things up, vegetables and whatnot, and putting them back. You know, it's how many people have handled that canister of turmeric that I was trying to bring back? It was said organic, but there was sugar in it, And you don't put sugar in turmeric, but anyway, sugar was in it. And so that's the reason. But anyway, wearing a mask is exceedingly hazardous for far greater than the threat of coronavirus. And this is from the ADA. Some of the things that it does is oral bacteria build up within the mask results in toxicity affecting the gums, throat, and lungs. Covering the nose and mouth forces CO2 recirculation, limiting the O2 intake. Hypoxia, O2 deprivation, and hypercapnia, CO2 rebreathing, that would mean CO2 rebreathing, impairs bodily and mental functions and can cause discomfort, drowsiness, work rate reductions, dizziness, headaches, psychopsia, these words, fatigue, disorientation, speech impairments, exhaustion, muscular weakness, and twitching, paranoia, hyperventilation, depression, panic attack, and they go on.
It does. Bhavani, I have not had so many complaints into the show via email and text to me and other ways through social media about Smart and Final. And I'm assuming that you were probably at the one here in Reno, and this happened to another woman I just talked to yesterday, that she got into it with the store manager. And she shopped there for years. So you know what? I urge you to find another location, because if this is the way that Smart and Final is going to treat its clients, to treat its customers, please don't shop there. Go somewhere else that respects you and understands that there are, you know, even with all the medical conditions that you listed off there, people are breaking out. They're seeing a lot of that. I was talking to a woman in her 60s yesterday, and she said, I broke out like a teenager around my chin and my mouth. It's because of the bacteria. You breathe in oxygen. That's how we live. You breathe out the carbon dioxide and all of the toxins from your system. Bavania, thank you so much for the call, and this should be a concern to you. Quick text. Good morning, Monica. Our new mandatory mask directive feels like our identity and our speech are symbolically being gagged by a mask. They are. And it's at the whim of the governor and of the mayor of whatever state you live in, because Lincoln County, Oregon says, oh, well, people of color, they're exempt because we don't want people to feel racist. Well, excuse me, if you're just making white people wear masks, guess what? You're being racist. Let's go back to the phone lines. Check in with Mike this morning. Also wants to talk about masks. Hey, Mike.
Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
You know, you'd think I would have a mask on because I'm hyperventilating. I'm so upset.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm worried about your tinnitus. And, you know, maybe you get to look into acupuncture or something. That's what I meant. Look, this is a redundant call. Your last caller and that tweet covered everything I wanted to say. I'm infuriated at this. We've got to put a stop to this thug. I know they're doing it in North Carolina, and they're doing it in California. Listen, we're a free people. That air is free for us to breathe. And that the person who sent you that email, whatever the hell it is, that person is right. This is a muzzle. This is a symbolic muzzle on our speech. Absolutely correct. I went down to Food Source here on South Virginia yesterday, bought a mask, put it on. I've never worn one. Put it on in the store. I started to sweat. It was a crummy mask. And Angie, the checkout girl, told me, you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide. You're absolutely right. This is insane. I'm going to have to give Tom Sullivan a call. You know, he doesn't understand this.
No, who you need to call, Mike? You need to call the office of the Attorney General of the United States, Bill Barr. And he needs to start bringing suits against these governors who are doing this harm and unconstitutional, mandates. Yeah. To the public. That's who you need to call. Get everybody to call Bill Barr. He said he was going to start cracking down on the states that aren't opening up. Come on. Where's the crackdown?
Mike, listen, we've got to get into the street. We've got to do civil disobedience. You know, the street, this country is not controlled by the mobs in the street. Like they used to talk about the Arab street when they pour hundreds of thousands of people into the square. We've got to practice civil disobedience on this. And you're correct. You got to go to legal way, too. We've got to put a stop to this one way or another.
Then let's do it. Mike, tonight, 7 o'clock in front of the state capitol. And from the state capitol, hopefully we'll march over to the mansion. And if he's at home, maybe he'll come out in his mask and say something. So, Mike, I got to let you go. I got other calls lined up. But you take care of yourself. And let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Kitschy this morning. Hey, Kitschy, thanks for calling the show.
Thanks for taking my call. So I was reading Sisolak's, or Sleaziak, I like that one, statement from last night.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, he says that if these businesses don't comply, there will be, and the people don't comply, there will be state and local fines and OSHA violations. Oh, okay. So I went and looked up OSHA violations. There are none. The only mask that OSHA sees as proper is an N95.
Yep.
And they tell you how to clean it. Now, there hasn't been any training on what the mask should cover. because there's people aren't sealed around their mouth and nose with these masks.
He's exceeding his authority. He's exceeding his authority because, you know, he feels that people can't challenge him. If Newsom is going to do it, then he's going to do it. He just waits for, because he can't make a decision on his own. You know, that's just the way Sleaziac is. But, you know, he's just waiting the call from Newsom. Okay, go ahead. Your turn now. And it's just ridiculous. And that's the thing. We have to take legal action. We got to get the big guns in because... Our attorney general
from day one.
Our attorney general is not going to do squat, and we have to support businesses who support us. So local businesses.
Let's all call OSHA and ask for masks.
You know, OSHA says that the masks don't work. OSHA specifically says that they do not protect you from the coronavirus. The virus goes through the masks unless you have an N95. So the whole thing is just BS. Even the box itself, all these homemade masks are just as bad. It does not stop the coronavirus. This is all bull squat. Kitchy, thank you so much for not wearing a mask. I don't want to ever see you in a mask. Quickly, Ryan, we've just got a minute here. Hey, Ryan, what's your thoughts on the mask? Okay, we got to let Ryan go because I got to take a quick break here, and we will be back, and I'll tell you why you should not be wearing a mask right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just another example of how we, the people, are being mistreated and marginalized. So Fox is working on a story. It's an election year. Can police reform pass Congress? What the hell does Congress have anything to do with police reform? Less government, people. These should be local issues. Police reform should be through the community. There are some communities out there that are still amazing American communities to live in, and they don't even need police. Because their community respects each other. They don't have crime. There are still some small towns in this country where you can leave your doors unlocked. Obviously, not around here. Maybe out in some of our rurals, but I don't think I would take a chance on it. All right, let's get back to the point at hand. First off, I want to say congratulations to General Flynn. Finally, he's being treated with some respect, and the D.C. lower courts came back and said, toss this case. So, he's free. You're not hearing that because the media is focusing on COVID case spikes. More people are being tested and showing to have COVIDitis. I don't know. All right, let's go through this again. More testing is being done. What do you get with more testing? You get more people that are showing up with it. That does not mean that they are sick with it. Why? Well, because if you actually look at the numbers, the United States is seeing the lowest death count in 3 months. So just because more people are testing positive for COVID doesn't mean it's an issue. Let's get back to the most important thing here. Mainstream, this is coming from a group that I follow, and that is the Healthy American. You can find out more about them at healthyamerican.org. She's explaining this from California. Okay. Newsom's order. This is identical to Sisolak because he's got his nose so far up Newsom's, you know what, that he can't make his own decision. He has to wait for Newsom to give him the go ahead. Mainstream news sources say that California Governor Newsom issued an order requiring everyone to wear face masks in public. Sound familiar? Peggy Hall explains that governors have no authority to order citizens to do anything. Their power is limited to directing the agencies for which they are responsible and nothing more. Public health agencies are among these, and although they can issue orders of this kind, they can do so only during a time of an emergency. An emergency is defined as a health threat with a casualty rate significantly greater than normally present. Since the COVID-19 casualty rate now is officially recognized as not significantly greater than seasonal flu, there is no emergency. Therefore, the California Public Health Agency has no authority to order anyone to wear masks, remain 6 feet apart, shelter in place, wash hands, or anything else that they are mandating. Peggy shows where the documents, she documents all these facts, where they come from. Stop being fearful and just say no to the tyranny that these power hungry, mad, delusional governors are perpetrating on you. Stop. Newsom doesn't have the authority. Sisolak doesn't have the authority. And I'll be damned if I'm going to wear a mask. I haven't this whole time, and I'm not going to. What are you going to do to me? You going to fine me? Well, guess what? You're not getting any money from it because I ain't paying it. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Monty this morning. Monty, quickly, I'm sorry, I went on a tirade. You want to talk about masks?
Yes, I do, if you don't mind. And good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks, Monty.
Anyway, the thought I have with the mask, he says nobody can walk around with a mask in public and stuff. What about the homeless?
Exactly. It's do as I say, not as I do, Monty. Why do we have pictures of Sisolak in stores, at dinner, meeting for photo ops? He doesn't want you to see the pictures of him hanging out, living his life without a mask, and then he comes back and apologizes. He just wants the pictures from the mainstream media of him out meeting with the BLM in a mask.
Well, okay, but let's talk about this for a minute. A wise man, a very wise man, that one of our prominent leaders here told me something, oh God, about a year ago. And he said something to me that really hit home. If you give the man any kind of advertising by saying his name or anything else, he wins because we're thinking about him. He's in our lives. And that's the way I feel about Sisolak. Every time I think about him, I growl, and that's it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's the same with serial killers. That's why they don't like to give them monikers, but that's why we don't use his Christian name. We come up with other stuff to show who he really is, like Cicilline.
Exactly. And that's what we need to make sure we do is he's not worth the time for us to think about. It's just one of those moot points. The horrifying dream I had the other night is him becoming president.
Monty,
man,
Stop eating sugar before you go to bed.
Wow.
Monty, I got to let you go. I got Roger on the line. I got to go to. That's horrible. Yes, well, it's time to revolt. Tonight, 7 o'clock in front of the state capitol, no masks. Well, unless you absolutely feel you have to. Let's check in with Roger. Hi, Roger. You wanted to talk about masks?
Yes, I did. I don't know if you picked up on it or not, I do believe the governor claimed that people weren't men wearing masks were the problem. But if you have you ever noticed when people are wearing a mask in a store, they're always fiddling with their mask more than ever. They're touching mm-hmm. their mask, touching close to their face and nose more than people would not wear a mask. And so I also believe that the governor is signaling people out to wear a mask. I do believe he kind of threatened people not to wear a mask. So I kind of think that he kind of threatened people not to. I think he kind of signaled everybody out. I kind of took that as a kind of a derogatory remark toward people or not attack towards people who are not wearing a mask.
Roger, he is totally taking this as intimidation and attacks on people. That's why he is telling businesses as well. Because what happens to a business when they get fined if they don't follow his rules? They tamper with their business license. That's exactly what they were trying to do to Dee Goodman when she opened up her barbershop. The different cosmetology groups, you know that the restaurant businesses are going to be targeted. We can't let it happen. Stand up for yourselves. I can only do so much. Come on out. Join me 7 o'clock tonight in front of the state capitol. Demand that this man start following the Constitution and your rights. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for joining us today on your live and local FM Talk stations. Let's start a new chant. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Sisolak has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Sisolak has got to go. Hey, maybe that's what we should be chanting tonight, 7 o'clock in front of the state capitol. Tonight. We're not going to stand for that mandate he signs tomorrow. It's not going to happen. We're not going to stand for it. 7 o'clock tonight in front of the state capitol in Carson City. I will be there. I hope you will be as well. Pee-wee here on our talk and text line, mask, I will not comply. I will not allow or tolerate any person coercing me to wearing a mask. I live like I'm afraid. When you live being afraid, you die scared. Exactly. You're not living a life. You're not living a life worth living if you're just wandering around in a mask in a blind haze. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Sisolak has got to go. fightfornevada.com. Let's go to back to the talk and text lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. You wanted to continue the conversation on the mask? Ryan? Again, second time we've checked in with Ryan and he's not there. Okay. Don't tie up my lines. Got a lot of things to talk about. All right. Got an email for, I think it was Bahavi that was talking about Smart and Final. Check this out. Natural Grocers at Kitsky Avenue in the complex down there next to TJ Maxx. Good place to go find turmeric. Actually, a lot of places are selling turmeric now. You just want to look for the one that's natural, not no sugars or anything like that. Just turmeric. You know, there are a lot of actually Ayurvedic stores. Ayurvedic? Ayurvedic. I think it's ketchup, catsup. So check that out. That's wonderful for inflammation. So if you've got joints that are inflamed or anything like that, you should check that out. But I'm not a doctor. Don't listen to me. As we go back to voting, that's our poll question, 991fmtalk.com. How do you want to vote? Do you want it to be mail-in, which I have a feeling very strong, very, very strong. They're going to try and shove mail-in voting, mail-in ballots down our throats for November. Trust me on this one. These shows are recorded. I can always go back. It was a circus when I went down to get mine corrected. So talking about signature verification here, they pulled someone's ballot envelope. I looked at it and said, that's not my ballot. And that's the person they had rejecting them. It's like, what the hell? Are any Democrats' signatures rejected? They know what party your ballot belongs to. Remember, every single name you can look up in this county has an R, has a D, has an NP. You think that's ever looked at when they're looking at a signature? Signature verification needs to go with ID because our signatures change. And not just because of the shakes. It just morphs. It's called you get older. You try to write a little more careful. Or in my case, you're not really so worried about writing so carefully anymore and you just scribble. It's because of those electronic boxes that you sign now. It's like, never works anyway. Let's go back to the talk and text line, 884-9910. Check in with Mike this morning. Going after businesses, Mike. That's
exactly what Mussolini did in California. Mm-hmm. Remember when Sutter County and Yuba counties opened before he said they could?
Yep.
He sent in the stormtroopers to start pulling business and liquor licenses.
Yep.
And where do you think he gets all his ideas from?
Exactly, because he already did it here. Look at the barbershop, Dee Goodman, bringing her back up again, you know? She starts working and doing haircuts. They start fining her, and then they're going to pull her license. This is also, I think, a way with the fines of, you know, maybe getting some money back in the coffers to pay his salary. So that's just unbelievable.
Well, he's just got to go one way or the other.
Exactly.
Bullet, he's got to go.
not Mike. No, we don't say stuff like that because we're better than the left. So. Just remember, hey, ho, ho, hey, hey, ho, ho, Sisolak has got to go. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go on to Bruce. Bruce on the line. Thank you so much for calling, sir.
Well, good morning, Monica. How are you doing?
Well,
this morning?
Good morning. I am doing fabulous, especially hearing your voice.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm madder than a wet hen right now.
You should be. Everybody should be.
Exactly. And here, you know, as out of control as our governor is, I'm not even going to use his name or my pet name for him. where is my representation? Where are the people that I voted for? Why am I not hearing the hue and cry from the people that are supposed to be representing me calling this guy out on what he's doing? I promise you, Monica, if I was an elected official in this state, there is absolutely no measure to how quick I would take this stuff to the court of public opinion. But I'm not hearing anything. And
nope.
I'm feeling just a little bit betrayed.
And you should. You should. Bruce, well, I wish you were an elected representative because I know you would get things done. But as for any of our city representatives, our counties, our, you know, assembly people, our state senators, especially on the GOP side, or if there are any that actually consider themselves independent. I mean, hell, for these decisions, even Democrats should be pissed off. You know, there's Democrats out there that own businesses.
Yes, ma'am. And if I was a business owner in this, well, here's a question, two questions that I have that I would love have a one-on-one. First question I would ask is, what happened to the $30 million from the GoFundMe for the Vegas victims? And two, what happens when you absolutely collapse the economy by drying up the revenue stream that comes from the businesses that operate in this state?
Okay, so first off, Bruce, I'm going to correct you there because we're not going to spread misinformation because there were articles done a couple of years ago that account was closed out because all of the money was paid out to different people and organizations and victims. So, you know, Las Vegas Sun or one of those down there did a lengthy article.
Well, thank you. I have not researched that apparently adequately enough, because the only thing I've been able to find is that 22 grand was paid out. Where did the rest of it go? Well, now I know. Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome, sir. But as far as the other stuff, Sisolak has got to go. We got to keep going to the calls. Brian, Lick Attack?
Monica, how are you? Yes. I reference him as Lick a Sack. I believe that's exactly what he is. Now, I want to clear this up. As far as politics, I am right in the middle, a little to the right. So to have someone that is pretty neutral when it comes to politics, I see things in both sides I like, and I see things in both sides I don't like. So it's difficult for me, but hey, you know what? It works out well.
That's just common sense, Brian.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, so for me, this whole business of telling people what to do is absolutely ridiculous. You know, I don't know if he's just trying to do this stuff so that he can get on California's ticket when he runs for president and try to get a VP spot, but they are two peas in a pod, and I keep telling everyone that I know and I care about, just watch California. Whatever happens there is going to happen here. I mean, it's a matter of time before we're looking at state tax. It's a matter of time before, you know, everything. Look at what happened. You know, these companies,
Brian,
move in, everything goes sky high.
Brian, I can guarantee you when he brings the special session, they need two votes of the legislature to get it in front of the public. That's why he's going to have a special session. Is he's going to be next month. He's going to bring all kinds of new ideas and old ideas, like the state income tax, like more gas tax, mileage tax, everything like that, because he's got control of the legislature here. And then he's going to bring it again in February, because then that will be the second time that it can be voted on and can be approved through. And so we will see it in front of the voters within 2022. So that is going to happen. But Brian, I swear to him almighty, if you and other people don't stop putting the idea of in my head of him being VP or president, I'm not going to let you call into the show anymore, because that is just...
I absolutely dislike the man. I mean, I think he is an absolute clown. But it makes sense if Newsom is saying he's wanting to run for president and Lick a Sack is rubbing his shoulders while he's sitting at his desk saying, yeah, daddy, that's a good idea, daddy. It just makes sense that he's going to ride his coattails and try to get on that ticket. And
if it's not on the ticket, probably into the cabinet somewhere.
Exactly. And, you know, my wife owns a business here in town. She does hair. And this thing has totally affected us. She still has not received one dime of unemployment that was promised. And it almost ruined us. You know, we're human beings. We don't want handouts from the government. We want to provide our own way. We want to make our own money. And to be able to stop that for something that is absolutely turning into something like the flu, when they lie about the death rates, when they overinflate things, when they, you know, tell people, well, it looks like COVID, but it didn't test COVID, mark it down as COVID. What? I just don't get how people are believing all of those numbers when the people in charge have come out and said, yeah, if we test them post-mortem and they got a gunshot wound to the head, but they had COVID, we mark it as a COVID death.
Yeah.
Well, that's
it's ridiculous. Well, bless you, Brian, for calling. I got to let you go. I got to move on to other callers, but I hope you and your wife recover from all of this, and actually prosperity takes you way over the other side. Let's go to Bob, who's hanging on the line, wants to talk about oh, no, we lost Bob. Darn it. Bob wanted to talk about the science behind the masks. I love science, because science shows you that the coronavirus molecule goes right through those masks. All right, let's go to Rick. Rick wants to talk about testing. Hi, Rick.
Hi. I don't know if you got the right Rick, but yeah, I'd like to talk about the testing and the masks themselves. I don't know why you're not pushing over the airwaves. Don't get tested. They're using the numbers of the testing against us. They're saying there's more people are infected, and they're using it against us. Just as Sisolak did yesterday, he's going to sign the thing that says, oh, you have to wear a mask, mandatory. So if you don't get tested, those numbers won't go up anymore. They will actually drop drastically, and he'll have to recant what he just is going to sign tomorrow.
Right, and Rick, but they've already gotten around that, because if you go to the people that he kept open during this whole thing, the big companies, the Walmarts, the Amazons, the
I'm
Tesla.
I'm a small businessman, too.
Yeah, you go to the big guys, and they have mandatory testing. So I don't know if that was a deal to stay open or whatnot, but we actually have a backlog of cases of tests here in northern Nevada and Washoe County. So every day we're going to see numbers increase because they're going to get through
that's
backlog.
Right. That's so, my point. I think that was the president's point, too, that he said don't get tested, stop the testing, because the numbers are reporting that you have more cases. But then they're finding out more information all the time. We don't have enough data on this virus right now to be behaving the way we are, running around like the sky is falling, henny and penny. So
exactly.
until a year or a year and a half has passed with this, we'll have more data. We'll be able to handle it better. In the meantime, don't get tested right now. Just let the numbers play out the way they have them, and let the research and development on this virus take hold, just like anything else. It's like doing an investigation on anything. Let the statistics, the data come in, and then make the decisions. They're overreacting on this whole thing. I'm
Rick,
a small businessman.
But Rick, that's the whole point, because if you look at the CDC, if you look at the WHO, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, okay, they have all backtracked to where
exactly.
This should not have been a pandemic. But the
that's
media does not, they don't look at that. They're not pushing that out into the narrative because, well, it goes
you're
against.
You're part of the media. You're part of the media, and you should be pushing it big time. Don't get tested right now. It's not. And then how? And then once we're tested, say we're tested, we have the virus, 2 months from now, we're not going to have those. We may be able to get it again. Those antibodies that they're brainwashed is, oh, we got to go get infected to get the antibodies. Well, that's not necessarily true.
Right.
You know, so
that's why they're pushing
the
vaccine.
That's right. And then
I have pushed. I hate to try and influence people, but Rick, I also got to let you go. It's time for us to wrap up the show. But I'm sorry. I'm not going to wait for a vaccine because I'm not going to get a vaccine against this. I don't get the flu vaccine. Excuse me, I'm getting so worked up. I don't get the flu vaccine either. If you want to do that for you, that's fine. But people who know me and I surround myself with, there's no way in hell, unless you have me down on a table, holding me strapped down, you are not giving me that vaccine, because they are filled with poisons, with toxic chemicals, with heavy metals. It ain't going to happen. We'll be back after this to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. One last quick caller. Bob, what do you have to say today?
Monica, another great show as usual. Listen, I'm a scientist, okay, and I believe in true science, not fake science. You know how every time you go to the doctor, what's the first thing they do? They check your blood pressure, and they check your blood oxygen level, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've never had lower than 95%. It's always 95, 96%. Went to my doctor a week or so ago, and, of course, you have to wear a mask. Oxygen level ticked out 90%, and that's pretty significant. Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay.
I think it's below 95 or 94 when there is the possibility of hypoxia. So, Bob,
exactly.
Thank you so much for the call. I encourage everybody, go get one of those little oxygen sensors. Tells you what your pulse is. Guess what? Your pulse rate is probably going to go up a lot too. 991fmtalk.com. Check out past shows on our podcasts. Answer today's poll question. What do you think? How do you want to vote? Yesterday's poll question, should we have term limits? The yeses have it. 96% of those participating in the polls said yes. We need term limits. Because guess what? Big, dark money controls the elections. And we can't seem to get out of it. Kelly, sorry we weren't able to get to you today. Tonight, 7 o'clock, in front of the state capitol. Come, be your voice of reason. Be the voice of reality. No masks. Tonight, 7 o'clock, state capitol, Carson City. I will see you there. Let Sisolak know how you feel. I love you. I'll see you tonight and tomorrow.